This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States and Mexico are looking ahead to implementing the deal they reached on migration and tariffs, or the avoidance of tariffs. The agreement avoided tariffs that were scheduled to take place on Monday. VOA White House correspondent Patsy Widakuswara explains some of what Mexico agreed to.
Essentially, Mexico agreed to station up to 6,000 of its National Guard troops around the country to help with immigration control efforts. And the majority of the troops will be deployed at the border between Mexico and Guatemala. In exchange, the U.S. has agreed to speed up processing of asylum claims. This is something that's usually taking 6 months to several years. And the U.S. is also wanting to expand its Migration Protection Protocols, or MPP. This is a policy under which asylum seekers are sent back to Mexico while they wait for the U.S. to process their asylum claims.
Mexico says that the agreement will benefit both countries. 19 Democratic presidential candidates are swarming over Iowa Saturday and Sunday for the biggest political gathering of the 2020 election cycle so far. On Saturday, Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg told reporters President Trump's actions when it comes to Mexico are no way to manage trade policy.
I think it was mostly a face-saving maneuver. We need a comprehensive strategy, not just a pattern of poking folks in the eye. It was clearly the administration itself hadn't really thought this through. They just went to the brink, frightened the markets, got a superficial concession, and then went back right back to where we were.
The Democratic push comes as the White House race picks up steam ahead of debates and a key fundraising deadline at the end of the month. The state party's Hall of Fame dinner on Sunday will give voters a chance to compare the candidates and test the organizational power of still forming campaign teams. This is VOA News. The world's biggest 20 economies are pushing ahead on common rules to close offshore tax loopholes for the likes of Facebook, Google, and other big tech companies. If successful, it would be a rare consensus in the backdrop of multiple trade wars. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Government finance chiefs are meeting at this year's G20 summit in Japan. A draft of a joint statement from them, seen by Reuters, includes an agreement for a global minimum tax rate for digital services and a way to divide taxes even in cases where companies don't have a physical presence in a country. If these officials are successful, it would represent a rare moment of unity for their countries, in the sense that Europe, Japan, and China all find themselves in trade disputes of varying severity with the United States. And now, it would seem they've all found a common foe.
Matthew LaRotunda of Reuters. Thousands crossed into Colombia on Saturday to buy food and medicine after Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro opened a border that had been shut down for the past 4 months. The South American nation's socialist government ordered the borders with Aruba, Bonaire, Curaçao, Brazil, and Colombia closed in February as the opposition tried to deliver food and medical supplies into the country. Most of the aid was provided largely by the United States, a key ally of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who declared himself to be Venezuela's rightful president in January. However, Nicolas Maduro dismissed the aid as an infringement on Venezuela's sovereignty and prohibited it from entering. Battles were ongoing in northwestern Syria on Saturday after insurgents mounted an attack to repel an army offensive that has pounded the country's last major rebel stronghold for weeks. The state news agency Sana said the army absorbed the attack and reinforced its frontline positions after clashes with militants and insurgents fired shells at a village in the northern Hama countryside. Insurgent factions said they seized three key villages in Hama on Thursday. They denied reports that government forces had recovered those positions. And Hungarian rescue officials say attempts to raise a sunken tour boat from the floor of the Danube River following an accident that killed at least 19 people are not likely to happen before Tuesday. The ship was struck by a river cruise ship and sank in around 7 seconds on May 29th. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.